Okay, so like who hasn't thought about like just wandering through Italy, you know? Just
Yeah.
completely tempted by all that amazing food. But at the same time, like those menus can be a little dangerous, especially if you're trying to like be healthy. So what if I told you there's a way to still enjoy all that amazing food, but like do it in a way that actually lets you be smart about it? And that's exactly what we're diving into today. This fascinating new tool from Pilolo, they're an Italian healthcare company, and they're totally changing the game for anyone who loves to eat. They made this online calculator, right? And it breaks down all the nutrition information for basically any Italian dish you can think of. But it's not just like a general thing. It actually tailors it to, you
Yeah, it's a really smart way to help people make better choices about what they're eating, especially on vacation when it's so easy to just get carried away by all the new and exciting food.
I get that for sure. My first thought was like, am I really going to be that person busting out a calculator at dinner? But that's the thing that really surprised me about this tool. It's not about like restricting yourself, it's about really understanding what you're eating.
Okay, so picture this. You're craving spaghetti carbonara, right? You put it into the calculator, and boom, you get like this whole nutritional breakdown: calories, cholesterol, sugar, sodium, everything.
And here's the best part. It actually takes it a step further by calculating your BMI based on like your height and weight. And then it tells you how that carbonara fits into your daily needs. So instead of just seeing a bunch of random numbers, you can actually see how it relates to you. It's like, okay, so that lasagna is 60% of my daily sodium. It makes it real.
Exactly. And making it personal like that is what makes this tool so powerful.
Totally. It's like having your own little nutritionist guiding you through all the deliciousness of Italian food. But it's not just about counting calories, though, right?
Right. What's interesting is that the source talks about how, like, actually being aware of this stuff can make your cultural experience even better. Like, imagine being that traveler who can just casually mention the health benefits of Tuscan olive oil. Did you know that the polyphenols in it can actually lower blood pressure?
Now you're speaking my language. Forget all the cheesy souvenirs. I want that kind of knowledge.
Exactly. It's about appreciating, like, the why behind the cuisine. And this tool can really help you do that.
So it's not about like denying yourself all the good stuff. It's about understanding how those choices fit into like the bigger picture, like both health-wise and culturally.
And that's what makes this whole thing really interesting. Because depending on like your travel style and your health goals, the calculator becomes even more useful. For example, the source mentions like active travelers, right? So if you're planning on hiking Cinque Terre, those carbs are actually fuel. Maybe an extra scoop of gelato is totally justified.
I mean, I'm always down for more gelato. But for real, what about travelers who have like dietary needs? Like, what if someone needs to watch their cholesterol?
That's where this tool is super helpful.
Yeah.
Let's say you are really craving pasta, but you also want to make heart-healthy choices. The calculator can actually help you find lower cholesterol options. Like maybe you go for a lighter seafood pasta instead of a heavier meat sauce.
So you still get to have that real Italian experience, but like on your own terms.
Exactly. It's about making smart choices. And this tool gives you the information to do just that.
So it's like having like a personalized food guide for Italy, but one that helps you find all the hidden gems that are actually good for you.
Yeah, and what's really cool is how, like, this tool can actually make you appreciate the culture of food in Italy even more.
Okay, yeah. Tell me more about that.
Okay, so think about it like this. Italy has this super rich culinary history, right? With all these, like, regional differences and traditions that have been around for centuries. And this tool, by showing you the nutritional side of all these different dishes, it can actually make you want to learn more about, like, where those traditions came from.
That's so true. Suddenly, it's like that plate of pasta isn't just dinner. It's like a whole story.
Exactly. Let's say you're in Rome and you try amatriciana sauce. This tool might make you wonder, like, why is it traditionally made with guanciale? You
Yeah.
know, that cured pork cheek. Well, it's because that's what shepherds in the Apennine Mountains used to use, because it would last a long time. And suddenly, you're not just tasting the dish, you're tasting history.
Wow. It's like all those ingredients are part of the place, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And this tool helps you kind of see that. For example, you might notice that like certain regions use specific types of olive oil or herbs and spices. And it can turn into like this whole journey of discovery where every meal is a chance to learn something new about Italian culture.
It's like taking that whole foodie thing to a whole other level. It's not just about what tastes good, but like why it tastes good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that makes the whole experience way more meaningful. It's like the tool unlocks this whole hidden layer of like appreciation for the artistry and history behind every bite.
I love that. So we've talked about indulging, we've talked about culture, but let's be real for a sec. How easy is this tool to actually use? Could I, someone who's way more into eating pasta than analyzing it, actually figure it
Oh,
out?
totally. That's actually what impressed me about it. You don't need to be like a nutrition expert or anything. It's super straightforward. They have this big list of dishes, everything from like antipasti to dolci. And you just pick what you're having.
And then the calculator does its thing.
Exactly. And it's surprisingly detailed. One thing I thought was really interesting was how much variety there is, even within like traditional Italian food. You can find dishes that are naturally lower in calories or sodium, depending on what you're looking for.
So it's not all like just salads if you want to eat healthy in Italy.
No, not at all. It's all about making informed choices. And this tool helps you do that.
You mentioned BMI before, and I know the calculator uses that to like personalize your results, right? But isn't BMI kind of a controversial measurement these days?
You know what? That's a really good point. BMI can be helpful, like, as a starting point, but it definitely doesn't tell the whole story. And the people who made this tool totally get that. That's why they added some extra features so you can personalize things even more.
Okay, so like what else can you change?
Well, you can put in your activity level. So you're going to be like hiking up Vesuvius or exploring Rome on foot. You can factor that in. And the calculator will actually adjust your recommended intake based on that. It's a much more well-rounded approach than just using BMI on its own.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. So it's all about like getting a more complete picture of your needs.
Exactly. And that's what I really like about this tool. It's not about like strict rules. It's about giving you the information and the flexibility to make choices that work for you.
So speaking of choices, let's talk about sodium for a minute. Italian food is amazing, don't get me wrong, but some of those classic dishes can be like really salty. Does the tool address that at all?
Oh, for sure it does. In fact, the source specifically mentions how important it is to be aware of sodium, especially for like older adults or anyone with high blood pressure.
Oh, wow, yeah. That is definitely something to be mindful of, especially when you're traveling and trying all this new food.
Absolutely. But what's helpful is that the calculator will actually like point out any dishes that are high in sodium. So you're aware of it. But again, it's not about restricting yourself. It's about like having a knowledge. Maybe you decide to like balance out that saltier pasta dish with a lower sodium option later. It's all about finding that balance.
It's about being able to enjoy all the flavors that Italy has to offer, but in a way that's still good for you.
Exactly. And that's what makes this tool so special. It bridges that gap between like indulging and being aware. So it can really savor the experience without feeling guilty or worried about it.
This tool honestly sounds like a game changer for anyone who loves Italian food but also wants to like, you know, be healthy.
It really is. It takes all the guesswork out of it. And it lets you just enjoy those amazing meals and be like curious and aware at the same time.
And speaking of awareness, one thing we haven't talked about yet is portion control. I mean, we all know those Italian grandmothers who want to pile your plate high. Does the calculator take that into account at all?
Oh, that's a great question. And actually, the source mentions that too. So the calculator uses standard portion sizes for like the calculations, but you can actually change them. So if Nana sneaks you an extra helping of pasta, you can totally factor that in and see how it changes things.
I love that. It's like a secret weapon.
Exactly. It gives you the power to make your own decisions.
This has been like seriously eye-opening. It's amazing how such a simple tool can totally change your whole view on food and travel.
I know, right? It just goes to show how much, like, knowing stuff can really change your experiences for the better. Imagine instead of feeling that, like, food coma after dinner, you finish feeling energized and ready to, like, go out and learn more about all the cool food traditions you're experiencing.
Now that is a souvenir I can get behind. To come home from a trip, not just full, but like with all this amazing food knowledge.
Exactly. It's about making those memories even better.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So, for our listeners who are like ready to head out on their own Italian food adventures, armed with knowledge and an appetite for, well, everything, where can they find this amazing tool?
We'll have a link to Palola's calculator on our website.
Oh.
And we'll also put up some more info about Italian food culture and regional specialties so you can like really dive in and learn more.
It's like pre-trip homework, but the delicious kind. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. But before we go, we want to leave you with a question to think about. If you could use this tool to analyze any Italian dish, what would it be? That amazing slice of tiramisu, a steaming bowl of ribollita. Let us know. We want to hear your picks. Until next time, happy eating. Or as they say in Italy, buon appetito.